This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
It is a Wednesday morning. Your 30 Minutes to Vitality begins now. Dr. Tim Turlop in the house, Turlop Chiropractic, T-E-R-L-E-P, for our new listeners. Those that already know, he is in Spring Hill off North Cliff Boulevard, just a little east of U.S. 19. Make your appointment with Turlop Chiropractic today, 352-666-2222. Turlop Chiropractic, the fine sponsor of this program with none other than Dr. Tim Turlop, who is here live and every Wednesday, 11:30 to 12 for you. So without further ado, I know he's got a lot to the table, got a lot to inform us on, educate us on, to share with us today, Dr. Tim Turlop.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
When he says I brought a lot to the table, I think he's talking about my body habitus. He's large. You brought it all up to the table.
Hey, well, you always bring us facts, figures, numbers. You educate us. And those figures we like because you bring those to us.
Hopefully it works, right?
Yeah. So that's a good thing. You spread them all over the table.
And there they go. It's large. So it's a good thing. And this is 30 Minutes to Vitality. We said every single week that we are built, we are created to innately express well-being, to be vital, right? We just get interference. We need to remove interference. So we're either getting stuff that needs to go or we're not getting stuff we need to add. Mm. And it's that simple. So we're going to finish up this week with omega-3 fatty acids.
Part of the core four.
Part of the core four, right? So there's those five pillars of health that we'd like to talk about, where we've got exercise and nutrition and rest and attitude. And over and above all of it is that soundly functioning nervous system that controls and coordinates it all. So this is under the umbrella of nutrition.
Okay.
Obviously the core four. So we're not getting into nutritional stuff today. We're just going to talk about the last leg of that four-legged stool of the core four. So we already talked about plant-based multi. Mm-hmm. We talked about vitamin D, right? Which was great. We talked about a probiotic. Yep. And we've spent a week already talking a little bit about omega-3 fatty acids, but there's so much there that we have to make sure that we're not just brushing through it.
And there's so many more omegas than just three. I've heard of like 9, 12.
There is. Six, nine, 12.
Right, yeah.
They're all over the place, right? And all those numbers refer to, again, as we've talked about before, because most people go, what is that? Why are they different? What is that? It's just kind of a curiosity. It's just where there are double bonds between two carbon atoms within the essential fatty. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Unless you're a biochem major, you really don't care.
Right.
It doesn't really matter. But that's for curiosity's sake, that's where that tells us. At the third carbon, there's a double bond with another carbon, right? And that's all that tells us where those are.
Okay.
Good. Right? And that tells us somewhat about the functionality and the stability of the molecule. Who cares? There you go. Right? Now you can actually talk about something at a cocktail party.
There you go.
Right? Doesn't matter. Right? Right? So when we talk about the kickoff of the show, we talk about vitality and that we get interference and that we're either getting stuff that needs to go or not getting stuff that we need to add. And no truer time with that than we talk about omega-3s. And you mentioned these different types, omega-6s, omega-9s, blah, blah, right? And those are the two most predominant ones that we'll see elsewhere, right? Mm-hmm. So what do we need to add? Well, we need to add more omega-3s. I'll tell you how and how much.
Okay.
All right. But what needs to go? Omega-6s and omega-9s.
Oh.
Right? Now, we need them. So it's not to say that they're bad. I'm supposed to have that in me. Unfortunately, because during the Industrial Revolution, right, when we started changing our diets a little bit, right, which was kind of a bummer because we started adding way too much grain and we started using vegetable oils to cook with during the Industrial Revolution is kind of where that started 150 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So we started with that stuff and that really increased our levels of omega-6s and 9s, right? And we mentioned this before, not in the last week, but we mentioned a little bit about 6s and 9s where we get it. The primary source where people are getting it is in vegetable oils. Right. So when you're actually cooking and you think that forgive me, I'm going to say the name Wesson oil is just a health food. I'm sorry. Polyunsaturated corn oil is not a health food. It's just not. The research is unequivocally clear. Corn oil, safflower oil, soybean oil, canola oil. Oh, canola was, I thought canola is really great. Well, think again, because it's not. It's a polyunsaturated vegetable, and it is pro-inflammatory in our bodies in the worst way.
Mm.
It is nasty, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to use a vegetable oil. Now, not only do you not want to prepare it and use it in your house. So, I'll make myself a salad dressing and I won't use olive oil. I'll use corn oil, right? Nasty.
Yeah.
And it's really bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make a salad dressing. Don't make a marinade. Don't cook in it. Don't saute in it. Don't use it because it is, you're getting way too much of an abundance because everything you buy that's boxed, bagged, frozen, or prepared before you get it, look at the label. Turn your package over, look at the label. Every label will say vegetable oil, and it'll be partially hydrogenated or fully hydrogenated corn oil, safflower oil, canola oil, soybean oil, right? All of them will be in every single thing you buy.
It's true.
There's no exception.
Yeah.
Right? And so you're getting all of this you didn't ask for, but it's already in there. And then you cook with other stuff and you add more. And you're getting all of these omega-6s and 9s, which are creating this gigantic inflammatory process and presence in our bodies. And we've talked about this so many times. Inflammation is it's the groundwork. It's the substrate with which pathology develops. From heart disease to cancer to Alzheimer's disease to osteoporosis to arthritis to skin disorder, you name it, it starts with inflammation.
Yes.
And so as we consume these 6s and 9, omega 6s and 9 fatty acids, that's what we're creating is inflammation in our bodies.
Mm.
And then doggone it, unfortunately, we're not getting enough omega 3s. So we're getting too little of that. The consumption of that has gone way down and the 6s and 9s has gone way up. Right. Currently, I was reading a piece of research. It was the lowest ratio I've seen in research, but they actually took it all the way down to about 18 to 1. 150 years ago, our consumption of omega-6s and 9s, et cetera, compared to omega-3s, was about a 1-to-1 ratio.
Okay.
Right? Characteristic of the research shows anywhere from 20 to 50. So usually now omega-6s and 9s are about 20 times more than omega-3 consumption.
Wow.
20 times, and in some places and in some Americans, is up to 50 times more.
Mm.
And it should be down at 1-to-1, about equal portions.
Okay.
And it's 20 times more of 6s and 9s. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the way that's creating. So when we talk about things that need to go, we need to get rid of the consumption of polyunsaturated vegetable oil or unsaturated.
That'll work.
Whichever one you want to say, like I just did. Right? Right? You want to get rid of that, and we want to then increase our consumption of omega-3s.
Okay.
Right? Increasing consumption of omega-3s can be very helpful. It is unequivocally helpful, but it would, in combination with lowering the 6s and 9s by decreasing our processed grain consumption and the utilization of vegetable oils. There's other things, but my God, if you just like got rid of one serving of grain and stopped using vegetable oil, it would be fabulous.
Okay.
Right. And once people do that for 60 days and start taking the 3 and they go, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I go, I know. And sometimes they want to act, honestly, it's a joke sometimes because they want to act like you're, I'm a genius. And you go, oh my God, no. I mean, this is so simple. This is so rudimentary. It's nothing. And that's why you feel so much different. It's just not a big deal, I promise.
Yeah.
Just not a big deal.
And a big thing is, I've never heard this before from any doctor in my life. I've only heard it from you. And it seems like you, of course, know what you're talking about. You read a lot of studies that have gone out. By the way, you got all these studies are in your head. They're not on the table.
The word nerd comes to mind.
Right, I know,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
No, and you've been in practice for so many years here in Spring Hill. But why have we never heard this before? And why is that? I mean,
you will hear it.
Okay.
But you won't hear it for another 20 to 30 years.
I got you. Okay. And you do a blood test for this?
So that's great. There we go. Let's jump in there.
All right.
So with omega-3s, just like when we talk about vitamin D, it's great to say I take vitamin D. Yay, I'm glad.
Right.
Right? But it doesn't mean you're taking the right amount. You could be taking too little, which is typically the case.
Uh-huh.
Or you might be taking too much. I need the blood test to know clinically you're getting the benefit that you need, not just that I'm taking some.
Yeah.
It's not that at all,
mm-mm.
Right? It's very specific, and we need to get you into a very specific range. Omega-3s, same way.
Oh, okay.
Right? There's a fancy thing called the omega-3 index.
Index, right.
Right? And the omega-3 index in our facility, it's so quick and easy because we just literally use one drop of blood. We use a lancet that's so quick and so sharp, you can't even feel it. You go, Did you do it? Right? It's pretty terrific, right? We need just one drop of blood. That's all we need. And we send it to the laboratory, and they let us know off of those red blood cells that omega-3 index tells us the amount of, that you have of these essential fatty acids in the membranes of the red blood cells.
Cool.
Right? Yeah. And so we want that to be between 8 and 12% okay. is what we're looking for. 8 being the minimum. The average American is now 4 or less. Hear that.
That's half.
4 yeah. or
and
less.
Where you need to be, yeah.
Right? And you get over 8 and compared to a 4, uh-huh. and you'll literally decrease your risk of all-cause mortality, dying from anything by 41%.
Good Lord, sign me up.
Right? Yeah. Cardiac disease in the 40s again.
Mm.
Right? Just those are the first two quick ones. Boop.
Yep.
Right? Just because your essential fatty acids, omega-3s, are where they need to be. Now, if we combine that, as I mentioned, so if I do that without changing my vegetable oil consumption and my grains, that's awesome. It will do great things for us.
Right.
But what happens if I actually then lower my I get rid of vegetable oil consumption. I just stop it. Right? I just stop eating the stuff. Right? Great. And then I only use olive oil, and when it's cold, and if I'm going to saute something, I only use macadamia nut oil, very stable, monounsaturated oils that don't do that to us, right? The only two oils that will be in my house, and we only use those sparingly, right? So great. So that you won't see a vegetable oil in my house. I look at labels, and it's a rare time you'll find one of those in my, on a label on anything that we purchase, right? Because we try not to consume that stuff.
That's right.
Because I don't want to be inflamed.
Mm-mm.
I don't like tight joints. I don't like it. I want to feel great.
Right.
Even if I only live for 10 more months. Where that came from, I don't know. Hopefully it's not prophetic. Right? But if it is, I want to feel like I feel today for the next 10 months. Right?
Yeah.
So we do what we do when we want to do it, as much as we want to do it. I sleep fully. I got all the energy I could ask for. Everything is awesome. Right? Okay, drop dead.
Yeah, I know.
Good. We get run over by a Mack truck. I'm good. But that's one of the things that the omega-3s will help me to do, right? So when we say death from all causes, wait a minute. So you're trying to say that it will, like, from diabetes? Yep, absolutely. Cardiac disease? Yep. Alzheimer's disease? Absolutely, right? Name the cancer? Yes, right? All of them.
Get hit by a truck.
Okay. All right. You just went somewhere that doesn't qualify. That wasn't fair. Okay. We're going to talk after this program, okay. sir. Right?
Sorry.
Right? But it's critical that we actually see that.
I know.
Because it affects us on every level. And again, the primary reason in our office, we do it, for general health, but we use it as well for our patients because it decreases inflammation. So when you come to me with that shoulder and neck problem and an irritated nerve, right, and we're actually improving the functionality, bringing down the spasm, getting rid of the tightness, getting rid of all that stuff, and we found you've got some arthritis in the shoulder, we're bringing down the inflammation, not just when it's low grade, because low grade inflammation you don't feel, and it's there. And right now, if I get everybody and line up everybody who's listening right now, I'll find 90% of them actually have too much inflammation in their bodies.
I believe it.
And they don't feel it, right? So we want to make sure that we're doing it with omega-3s, right? So we're actually dialing that down. That's the main reason we started in our office, and making sure, why would we just give you some and hope for the best, right? We make sure that we're doing it properly, that you actually saturated on a cellular level to the areas, you know, clinically and empirically through evidence, right? That's what gives you the best outcome. So that's what we do to bring it down. Now, the beauty of that is all the side effects of what we're giving you, right? We're doing it for your generalized inflammation for the neck, pinched nerve, and shoulder. Okay. But all the side effects are you're not going to die of this. You're going to feel better. Your arthritis won't progress. You won't get Alzheimer's disease. Your risk of type 2 diabetes goes significantly down. Knee degeneration goes down, blah, 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 blah. My God, I just saw a study 2 weeks ago on omega-3s that was actually being done with COVID. And it even significantly reduces the risk of dying from COVID if you're at omega-3 index. Those in the highest quartile, the highest 25th percentile of the people in the numbers with omega-3 index, significantly less likely to die.
Interesting. I joke a little bit about it. It's because it sounds too good to be true, but it is. It's true.
It's
and
just
I
great.
Tried it myself. I mean, I know from
it's
experience.
It's just great.
Yeah.
And it's, again, I wish I had one silver bullet.
Right.
That's why there's a core four. And I wish the core four were all we needed.
I know.
But we also need to go to bed and get rest. We need to exercise a bit. I need to make sure that my nervous system is as stimulated as I can be through proper movement of my peripheral joints and my spinal joints. I need to make sure that I'm eating some foods. It's a lot of plant-based stuff with a little bit less meat, right? Because there's a little recipe here. And the recipe is one ingredient. It's got 5-6 ingredients to actually enjoy optimal health.
Yeah.
So we get vitality.
Yeah.
I wish there was a silver bullet, because if there were right now, I would provide it to every resident of Hernando County, right? And go, here we go, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That'd be awesome.
And jokingly, I say this, you know, who cares about the omega 6, 9, and 12s out there? Who cares about that? As long as your optimum omega 3s are where they're supposed to be, then that'll come later. I mean, just like you said, quit the vegetable oils, the hydrogenated oils.
And decrease grains just a little bit. Yep. That's good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Heck, there was actually if I've joked before, there's a journal for everything. Right. Believe it or not, there's even a journal for this. It's actually called Prostaglandin Leukotriene Essential Fatty Acid. It's PLEFA. Right? I'm like, seriously, there's a journal, a monthly journal called PLEFA that looks at prostaglandins, leukotrienes, and essential fatty acids. I mean, there's a journal for everything. And about, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, in the journal Neurology, they were looking at omega-3 indices is the plural for index, where they're looking at this and saying, and I don't know who came up with the format for this study, but again, they look at neurologic health a lot with omega-3s, because the brain, as we talked about the first time we talked about this a week ago, right, is about 60% fat.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest amount of that fat is these guys, mm-hmm. essential fatty acids. So the membrane walls of your brain cells is a significant component of it is essential fatty acids. So we want to have the right amount of it. So neurology research looks a lot at this.
Mm.
And we also know then that the right amount with an omega-3 index, if we start it now at an earlier age, mm-hmm. when I'm 75, the likelihood of me having dementia, loss of memory, and Alzheimer's development, blah, 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 goes significantly down.
The rise in these neurodegenerative diseases are just incredible.
It's incredible.
And they're talking about it. I just heard something on the radio the other day go, Alzheimer's is the most expensive disease in the nation right now.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
No, it is, because it requires, we see it all the time in our facility. It's because so many people, if I'm a caregiver and it's my mom,
mm-hmm.
it gets to a point that I can't care for mom. And from her physical as well as the cognitive, and then I can't do it. And then she has to go in a long-term care facility. Yep. And then she gets the cascade of other physical manifestations, which require meds and other interventions. Then she needs ongoing attention and caregiving 24/7, blah, blah, blah. And it becomes profoundly difficult on an emotional as well as a physical basis for everybody, not just the person, the sufferer from Alzheimer's. It's a booger.
And we can conquer this.
Oh, we can.
Yeah, and with just a little drop of blood.
We can. It's one of the components.
Yep, one of the
All
components.
All of them together will actually do that. But when we looked at this Journal of Neurology and they looked at this piece of research, they were looking at omega-3s in this one relative to pollution and toxicity to nerve cells in the brain.
Hmm.
And they found that the people who actually have the omega-3 index between 8 and 12 clear pollutants from the brain at 3 times the capacity of the average American number at 4 or less.
Hmm.
Right? So do you think pollutants in the brain create a problem for brain function?
Yeah.
Right? Now, I always joke with people like this. It's like, if I do anything for a day or a week, unless like eating a bullet, right? Right? So if I get exposed to pollution, I'm breathing, you know, I'm in downtown Washington or New York or something, I'm in traffic jams and I'm breathing that crud,
mm-hmm.
right? For a day, is that a problem?
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, some people it
is. Well, short term. It could be for an asthmatic or
exactly,
that, right?
Yeah.
But in terms of my health, long-term exposure to it, no. My body will actually detoxify, clear that stuff, and I'll be good.
Okay.
But if I'm doing it 3 days a week, 4 days a week for the next month, 6 months, a year and a half, I live in L.A.
Yeah.
And I live in smog. Right? I need to make sure that my omega-3s are where they need to be so I can clear that toxicity from my brain cells. So the likelihood of me actually having cognitive and neurodegenerative presentations later from a long-term exposure gets mitigated and minimized.
There you go.
Right? So it means like even for clearing pollution from brain cells. Mm. Oh my God. Right? It's absolutely amazing what these guys will do for us. Right? And how much do you take? Well, as we said, it's based on what you have. The basic amount would be, I love to start with most patients, this is nothing's hard and fast, right? But about 1,000 milligrams of DHA and EPA, right? And usually I use a 2-to-1 DHA to EPA ratio for various reasons. I won't get into that one
today. So what does that mean, 2,000 DHA?
It's 1,000 total.
Okay, 1,000 total, okay.
Of DHA and EPA.
Okay, all right.
Right, and not 1,000 milligrams of fish oil.
No.
Right, and again, as we've talked about before, you have to be really careful where you get it.
Right.
Because most of them are inadequate. If I were allowed to say the word suck on the air, I would say it. Oh, right. Wait, I just did.
Oh.
Right? Sorry, it just came out there. It'd be like looking at the jury going,
live
everyone
radio.
Disregard what he just said,
yep.
Okay? Right, but it really, they're very bad. So a lot of them, not only are they not helpful, I assure you, a lot of them are hurtful, predominantly because of rancidity.
Yep.
The oils are oxidized in greater than 2/3 of those tested independently, and 20 to 25% are polluted. Ugh. Right?
I've had those.
Yeah. Right? So you just don't want them. Right? You have to be very careful. So ours at the office are very pure, pharmaceutically grade distilled, and the only thing you get in there is actually the DHA and the EPA.
Right on.
Right, and they come from specific types of fish, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we want to make sure that we're actually getting a great source. Some people will actually come and say, well, great, I want krill. I was reading this article that krill oil is better than fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
Without getting into all the technical reasons why, the only thing that I can see, and based on the research, because there's really nothing on heavy research that shows the clinical outcomes. I mean, if it said all-cause mortality went from 41% to 48% using krill, I'm in. There's nothing.
Right.
That cardiac disease decreases another 10%, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing for that. Do we know that it actually has this fancy chemical in there that gives it the color called astaxanthin? Yeah. Does that stabilize the oils a little bit better? It sure can, so they don't. But if you're actually, like in our facility, we only buy certain lots that and we know the lot age. So we know how old the oils are. We know how long they'll last. We know that they're refrigerated. They're stabilized. We know people are getting fresh. We know they're getting the copious amount, the quantity they require, and we're testing it. So they get up, and then they get the outcome.
That's cool. So you're actually seeing it at work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, that's why we guarantee it. When we're actually managing that with 120, actually.
120, okay.
Because, again, most of us are low, and it takes a little time to actually change that.
Yeah, you're right.
So when we're managing that for one of our patients as well, I guarantee the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm getting your index where it needs to be. We're doing this stuff, and we put you on it, and you're doing the core four. I guarantee the outcome because you just see it. Because so many average American, four or less, I take you to 9 on your omega-3 index. You can't help but do better.
Well, yeah.
The guarantee is, now if it's done properly, the guarantee is not, again, it's not sexy.
Right.
It's not like you're doing something special, because if you know what you know, you see what you see, it'll do what it does.
And it's not the magic bullet.
It is not.
No.
But it really corrects so many things.
Yep.
So that's why omega-3s are one of the core four, in accompaniment with vitamin D, with a quality, high-grade, mixed probiotic of significant potency, as well as a plant-based, broad-spectrum, multivitamin mineral supplement, right, that we put those together to give us that core, that essential tools for the body to start working with, so it has the building blocks to coordinate and control itself, so the nervous system can do what it does, so that everything grows, everything develops, everything functions as optimally as we possibly can.
Pharmaceutical grade supplements, the core four, we've talked about it before, you've heard it before. Why are you not on it? Give Dr. Turlip a call. Give his office a call, 352-666-2222. Turlip.com. That's drturlip.com, T-E-R-L-E-P. Just Google it or do an engine search online, T-E-R-L-E-P. Spring Hill, Northcliffe Boulevard, little east of US 19, 120-day guarantee, folks. They've got the Core 4 right there for you, ready to be shipped out. Give their office a call once again, 352-666-2222. In the meantime, if you need some help, give their office a call. Make that appointment. Pick up the Core 4 while you're there. Sign up for it. Whatever you got to do. Dr. Turlip is who we recommend and who we suggest. Doc, we'll see you next time on your 30 Minutes of Vitality.
Absolutely. Let out your hearts be troubled.